The words of God to which we turn our attention this evening are the words which we have heard from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, and these words from the book of Daniel, chapter 6. Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you." And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went into his palace and spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then, at break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O king, I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwelt in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." This is our text. Dear Christian friends, you know that the Christmas story tells about wise men, the Bible calls them magi, who came from the east following a star that pointed them forward to Jesus, so that they came and worshiped him. But where do you suppose they got this idea that a star was going to have anything to do with Israel, and why they even cared and came? I think it is because the Old Testament mentions other magi, that is, wise men, in ancient Babylon, and this Daniel was one of them. And it may be in this Daniel who made sure that there was placed in that library the book of Genesis, which contains a prophecy about a star rising out of Israel showing the coming of a king. Daniel himself was like a picture, foreshadowing those magi that came to following the star, because he also looked forward to worshiping that same Jesus. And he also foreshadowed that star that pointed to Jesus, by his pointing to Jesus, and he foreshadowed Jesus himself by his work as a prophet. And what he said proved to be true by his humble submitting to death and coming back to life again to live and to reign. It was Daniel who prophesied that those who lead many to righteousness shall shine like the stars, and this was true of Daniel himself. And it is true of Jesus, and it can be true of us as well. Because bold words share the light of God's word, because humble lights, humble lives are lights in the darkness, and because God shows how he can save. Let's think first about how bold words share the light of God's word. In Philippians chapter 2, we heard, "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life." In our midweek Advent services, this is the fourth in the series, we have been considering people from the shadows of the Old Testament who foreshadow Jesus' role as our Savior and priest and king. And tonight we consider one more who is like Jesus' role as a prophet. Now, usually we think of prophets as those who predict the future, that is, speaking about things before they happen. Daniel did this. Jesus did this. But another role as prophets is simply to speak before people. That is, to proclaim the words of God, which is also what Daniel did and Jesus did, and which is what we also are called to do. Jesus is the light of the world. That means he reveals and makes us able to see the glory and the truth and the love of God the Father. Like John the Baptist that we read about, we are not the light, but we are to bear witness, that is, point to that light. We do this not only when we hold fast to God's word of life for ourselves, but also by speaking it out boldly. Daniel was one who held on to God's word, despite living in a culture that pressured him to give it up. In the text we heard, the king repeatedly referring to Daniel's serving God. How did he know this? It's because Daniel made no attempt to hide it, even when he was faced with threats. He spoke God's word boldly and fearlessly. He prayed to God boldly. He worshiped God boldly. In fact, he even told King Nebuchadnezzar and his son, who was king after him, that they needed to humbly repent and turn to God. This is one way Daniel pointed to Jesus, who also spoke plainly, even though when he came to his own, they did not receive him. Well, bold words are not always received so well. This is when humble lives are lights in the darkness. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O king, I have done no harm." You know that the stars in the sky are always there, but we don't always see them. It is only when their light is contrasted to the deep darkness around them that they shine brightly. Our light, too, may be seen most clearly when we are in dark, dangerous, or despairing situations. That's when we need to let our light shine. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before people that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven." Even as those who don't want to listen may indeed glorify God, like they did with Daniel, when they see how we act. One of the things that is noteworthy about Daniel is how he was always humbly respectful of authority. Even though he was royalty himself, who had been kidnapped and forced to serve an enemy power, but he always served well to the best of his ability. Even when he was called in to explain things to rulers who were confused and afraid, he never gloated. Notice how he even says to this king who threw him to the lions, "O king, live forever." And he could truthfully say to him, "I have done you no harm." President Roosevelt was known for saying, "Speak softly, but carry a big stick." God's prophets are to speak boldly and lay down the sticks. So both Daniel and his friends were thrown, both Daniel and when his friends were thrown into the fire, what they said was by their words and their actions, "I'm going to obey God no matter what. You just do what you're going to do." Because they knew, as the psalmist wrote, that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. And so God's prophets were uncompromising in what they said, but they were humbly submissive in how they lived. This is one way also that they pointed to Jesus, who humbled himself as a lowly servant from the time he was born as a helpless baby and laid in a manger to when he stood quietly as he was sentenced to death by the authorities of his day. But the main way I think Daniel serves as a picture of Jesus is what happens after the death sentence is carried out, because this is when God shows how he can save. We read, the king makes a decree that in all my royal dominion people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. There was another prophet in the Old Testament who spoke God's word of law and gospel, not to the people of Israel, but to their enemies, as Daniel did. That was Jonah. Jonah also had to be humbled first, however, by his own experience of being swallowed by a whale and begging for mercy for himself. When Jesus was pressured to prove that he was who he said he was, and what he was saying was true, he said, "I'm not going to give you any sign to prove it, except the sign of Jonah." By that he meant that he was going to be 3 days buried in the belly of the earth and come out alive. Daniel's experience in the lion's pit is similar, because what happened meant certain death, and yet he came out alive. Now, those who had wanted to silence him had to admit what he said about his God was obviously true. The king now declares that Daniel's God is the eternal living God. After this, Daniel is promoted to be head administrator, which is why his enemies had been thrown in the lion's den before, because now through his humility, he is victorious over his opponents. The next thing that happens in the Bible is that this very king sends the people of Israel back to their homeland to rebuild the temple and worship God. This is precisely like what happens to Jesus. Because he humbles himself to death on a cross to take away the suffering that we ourselves deserve because of our sins, he is raised to life again in glory, and he is highly exalted. He is victorious over death and our enemy, the devil, and he now reigns over all things. Because of this, we now get to go to our homeland in heaven, where we will worship God forever. This is why we do not need to cling to anything that we have in life, but like Jesus, we can say, "I'm willing to give it all up in service to God and to other people, and accept times of great trouble that Daniel says are coming, and even death itself, confident that we will be delivered by God who rescues. And we will shine like stars forever and ever because of the great glory of Jesus, grace and truth." So, we continue today and always to point to Jesus, declare who he is and what he does for us. Bold words share the light of God's word. And we also are to speak for God in this crooked generation. But humble lives are the lights in the darkness. Daniel, like Jesus, served humbly because this is how God shows he can save, even rescuing us and giving us victory over sin and death itself because of Jesus' death and his victorious resurrection for us. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.